butter was left out too long, what would happen then?
Well, it'd get strong. You couldn't eat it.
Now, some people like butter when it's strong.
Oh, yes. Some folks like strong butter, but I never did.
Uh-huh. Now, what, after it's even worse than strong, you know, what do they call that?
They call it, I forget, just what they did call it.
Either a froey or rancid or rank.
I believe it's rank. I was studying, trying to get you in mind what it was.
Uh-huh. And if the milk gets thick.
Well, here's clabbered.
All right. And what?
And weighs up, why it ain't no count. It's too sour and it won't make much.
But you sometimes make cheese out of it.
Oh, yes. Yes, they made cheese.
What kind of cheese do they make from that clabber?
Well, it was, I don't know what you call it. It was little round cakes, about as big as a plate, and about so thick. They'd make that and hit and press it and hit just as hard as could be.
How about the salt?
But you could take the clabbered milk and make clabbered cheese. Something like they have in stores now. You never see nothing like that anymore.
But that's something like cottage cheese, what they call cottage cheese now.
Mm-hmm. We just call it cheese, clabbered cheese.
And how did you used to get the impurities, you know, out of the milk? You might pour it through something?
Yes, strainers.
Uh-huh.
Had strainers just as well, there wasn't only just enough for it to go through, you know. Uh-huh. That's all there was to it. Or you could take a cloth and have a cloth strainer.
What kinds of desserts did you used to make with apples?
Well, we made apple sauce of different kinds, pies.
Did you used to make something that had you put a layer of pastry down and then put some apples in? And then
that was cobblers.
Uh-huh.
Family pie, we called it cobblers.
Or family pie. Man, yesterday called it something like, I don't know, apple scrunch or apple something like that. It was kind of a funny name.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was the same thing, but, well, you can make cobblers out of most anything, you know.
Was a cobbler the same thing as a family pie?
Yeah.
And those were layered?
Yeah.
You'd kind of build them up?
Mm-hmm.
And a sweet liquid that you might, you know, serve with pudding? Something kind of a...
Well, you made that kind of syrup and eat that.
Would you ever call anything like that, maybe kind of like a creamy thing, you'd ever call that either a dressing or gravy or sauce, something sweet.
Sauce, I believe that's what it is called.
And a little something between meals, you'd call that a...
Snack.
All right. And the dark liquid that you drink is...
Pepsi Cola.
You know, this is hot.
Yeah.
Stuff that keeps you awake if you drink too much of it at night.
Oh, yes, coffee.
Yeah. Now, how did you used to make coffee?
Well, we got green coffee, you know, and we parched it brown, and then we had a little mill up on the floor for holding your lap, and grind it and make coffee.
When you bought the beans green, huh?
Yeah, they was green.
Would you put them out, lay them out in the sun? Or?
No, they was dried. They come in the store, you know, and they come.
They were already parched.
Dried, and then we just parched them brown to make it color the coffee. You know?
How'd you do that?
We put them in a hot oven and stirred them.
Like they roast, that's right.